It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me over the phone, I have Laura Haskell with the Division of Water Resources. And April 1st usually gives them the best idea as far as how our snowpack is going to equate in what our water looks like for the rest of the spring, summer months and going into the fall. And since we're past that point, I think she's got some pretty good news for us. So we're going to talk about that, talk about how things are across the state, how things are here in our area, and then ways that we can always conserve water more so as we head into those spring and summer months when we all have those thirsty lawns and those kinds of things. Laura, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
So let's just dive right in and start off with, as statewide, how did things turn out this year as far as water is concerned?
We have about 19 inches of water in our snowpack statewide, and our typical peak is 16 inches right around this time of year. So that's good news. Nothing record-breaking like last year, but still a little bit above average, so great news.
And that's always a good sign. So that means that there is still in the snowpack, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that means in the snowpack there are still 19 inches of water that has to come down and get in our reservoirs.
Yes, that's what we're looking at.
And that is great for that. So, you know, I know that a lot of people, when they drive by our golf course here, we have a waterfall over the golf course. And whenever they're releasing water from Schofield, water comes over the golf course. And everybody's concerned with why are they letting water out? Well, because they got to make room, basically, is what's happening, right?
Yes. So Schofield is expected to fill, and so they're making a few releases to ensure that they have enough space to safely handle that spring runoff.
You got to do it all now. So statewide, we're in pretty good shape, and how are things looking right here in Carbon-Emery County?
So the Price-San Rafael Basin is at about 118% of the median peak, and the peak usually happens about April 7th, so, you know, just a couple of days from now. And, looking good. Nothing alarmingly, you know, not 200% where we're worried about flooding too much, but 118%, so good numbers there.
And really what that means is, and as you already said with Schofield, our reservoirs are going to fill and they're going to be spilling as well. So there's plenty of water to go around, which is always a good sign when it comes to these things. And we talked just before we came on the air about the fact that you said we had just like an above average snowfall this season. But one of the main factors that we're in such good shape again this year is where we started in the fall, right?
Yes, our reservoirs were above what they would typically be in the fall after our last year record-breaking snowpack. And our reservoirs are such a key. We have dry summers here in Utah, and so we get our water from reservoirs, and we need to make sure that those have enough water in them for whatever we might get the next year.
So we're in really good shape as we head into those spring and summer months. And, you know, we kind of hope that maybe we can just have, now we don't have to look for, in the wintertime now, we don't have to look for the big storms like we had 2 years ago. If we can just stay average or above average, maybe we can maintain where we're at. Is that kind of what you guys are looking at?
Yes. And then we do have those reservoirs to hold over. They were what got us through the drought years that we just had. So, you know, if we're careful with our water, we have it when we need it.
And that leads me to my next questions here. You guys have a great website, the Slow the Flow website, as well as your Facebook page. And we've talked about it in the past. I love your Facebook page. I don't know who does your social media, but they do a great job because you get on there and it'll actually tell you on the Utah Division of Water Resources Facebook page, okay, you live in this area, this is how many times you should water a week. And you live in this area, and this is how many times you should water a week. That's just one tool in the toolbox, though, right?
That is, and that's a really useful one. At our house, there used to be a couple of disagreements, and now we just go with that, and everybody's happy. We have also rebates available. So if you want to change out your landscaping to put in some beautiful water-wise plants in your park strip or in your yard, you can look for rebates on there. Or if you have an older toilet, you can change that out and get a rebate on that slowtheflow.org website.
And all of that information that you're going to need is right there. And once again, if we do that, if we follow these recommendations and, you know, follow what, you know, we need to do, because we always talk, it seems like every spring as we head into those times, about the fact that most people, whether they want to admit it or not, most people are overwatering, aren't they?
There is a lot more water put on landscaping typically than the plants need.
So you can check out all that information there on the slowtheflow.org website. And check out their Facebook page. As I says, it'll come up weekly and it'll say, okay. In fact, I think I saw one already come up. Did I not?
I haven't seen one yet, but I haven't looked in the last couple of days.
Okay.
I
can't remember. Maybe I have and maybe I haven't. But it will actually break it down by region, where you live. You should be watering this many times a week. You should be watering this many times a week. It's a great, great guide. And if we do all of those things, maybe we can be talking again in a year from now about how great our reservoirs are. And that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yes. And on that lawn watering guide, it'll tell you also when to start, because some people start watering a little bit earlier than they need.
And that's the other thing is the time of the day that you water. Do you water late at night? Do you water early in the morning? I was always told never water during the heat of the day. Is that still a pretty good rule of thumb?
That's a pretty good rule of thumb. We've also learned that wind is actually a big factor. You know, you put your water on, and if you have sprinklers, sometimes you end up watering your neighbor's yard instead of your own, because the wind can really carry that.
Or watering your sidewalk, and you really don't want to do that. That's not helping anybody.
Nope.
All right, Laura, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us. And we'll talk again this fall as we get ready to head into the winter months, I'm sure, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.